Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Binstown TV. This is Jim, and I am here with the whole Binstown crew. And today, we are offering you guys a free preview of our Patreon-exclusive episodes. In these episodes, we talk anything and everything. TV, movies, nerd culture, and much, much more. It is a lot more of a freestyle affair, and we want you guys to feel like you're in the room hanging with us, shooting the shit. Because if you're a Patreon member, then you are officially a Binstown homie. Just bear in mind that this is one of our first episodes where we're testing out our equipment with all seven of us recording, so the audio is not up to our usual standard, but don't worry, these issues have been fixed and all other episodes from now on will sound much better. If you like what you hear in this episode, please check out our Patreon page and join the fun. You can access our Patreon via our Instagram links or website, BingeTownTV.com, or you can go directly to the Patreon at patreon.com/BingeTownTV. We got rid of our Patreon tiers and we only have one, and it is the Bingetown Homie tier. For just $5 a month, you will gain access to our exclusive podcast episodes that drop regularly on the site. You will gain early access to our celebrity interviews, and you will also gain unedited video footage of all of these celebrity interviews. So without further ado... let's get this free Patreon episode started. Hit the intro music.
Let's go.
I do have a fun segment that I want.
Is that what you call your penis?
A fun segment. Paul, bro, you're kind of funny sometimes, dude.
Yeah, you've been doing it lately, dude.
I got a fun segment for you right here, Jimmy.
All right. So this mini little thing we're going to talk about right now, I want some guesses from everybody. It got brought up because Brian made an off-podcast joke about, you know, he mimicked Patrick Starr. It got me thinking there's a new Patrick Starr show that just got announced. It's literally, I think it's called The Patrick Starr Show. Mm. SpongeBob's still fucking in it. So it's weird. Like, it's the same show from his perspective the whole time. But it sent me down like a random rabbit hole because I was just bored at lunch on Twitter and stuff. And so you guys know Steven Hillenburg is the name of the person that created SpongeBob. He passed away 2018.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. So there was like this whole thing. He was infamous for, because he was the creator of SpongeBob, and he had these predetermined rules for the show. And I'll get into more of that in a second. But the whole thing was that these five rules, there might have been six, I can't remember the six off the top of my head, will never be broken while he's alive, right? Mm-hmm. And so he passed away recently, and now some of the rules are being broken because it's out of his hands. So three of them are plot based and two of them are random things I'm going to say right now because you're not going to be able to guess them. So one of them was, you're never going to have like a younger version of SpongeBob in the show. Like basically, you know, like a flashback. Like they do some flashbacks of SpongeBob, but I think like he was never going to have like a SpongeBob and then another mini SpongeBob character.
Like a son or
Exactly. Yeah. Another one was no spinoffs. So corporations, you know, getting greedy. That's why, like, he just probably turned in his grave at the idea of this Patrick Starr show. Mm-hmm. But I want you guys, and if you've heard this, I might have mentioned it to one of you two, Paul or Dave. Yeah, don't participate then. I want you guys to guess the three plot rules that were never allowed to be broken. And an example of what I mean is, this is not one of the rules, but I'll just, so you can ballpark guess it. One would be like, SpongeBob can never not work at the Krusty Krab. So there's three rules amongst all of the characters that are just mainstays, and I want some guesses from you guys to see what you think.
I have one that's, was SpongeBob ever in a romance?
That's what I was gonna say.
That was not one though.
That was gonna be mine.
Also, people kind of do the whole,
he's asexual anyway.
They say that, and then they also say like SpongeBob and Sandy. I don't know. Yeah.
Plankton never finds out the recipe.
That is one of them.
Yes! No way.
Plankton.
Nice.
Plankton cannot get the secret formula for the.
Have you guys watched all of SpongeBob? Like
the ravioli, ravioli, give me the formula.
No, I mean like episodes. I don't mean like every single episode, but like was it still something you watched towards the end of its run?
Yeah.
Like when did it end? Like
I think it's still going.
Oh well, see, I haven't watched since like.
But these rules are obvious through the first like 15 seasons of the plot. Like it would be like things like what Kathleen just said. Like Plankton can never get the secret formula for Krusty Krab.
Is one of the other ones? Patties. SpongeBob always has to live in a pineapple.
No, these are the kind of guesses close. Though.
Sandy never leaves. Like no. Sandy's always underwater. Damn.
Are SpongeBob's parents in it?
Yeah. Yeah. SpongeBob's parents.
SpongeBob. You guys are
barking up the right trees though.
SpongeBob never gets his boating license.
Yes. Yeah.
That's
number two.
Okay, can I just say that every time I like ease into it, I think of when his toe pops out and touches the gas.
I literally do that still when I drive.
I think about that.
If I'm like at a red light and I'm just ready to go, just a little tap or a little pump.
Steven Hillenburg absolutely loved the dynamic between SpongeBob and Mrs. Puff and said if he ever got his license, she's just kind of a character that shouldn't really be involved. So, all right, you two nailed two of them. And this one is the hardest one to guess. So I'm going to give you a hint to it just because I think it's fun. It's going to be about, this might be too specific, but whatever. The parent of a character you can never find out. Tell me who.
Patrick's?
Nope, not Patrick's. Everyone. Not Squidward's. Go ahead.
Mr. Krabs.
First of all, you have to give me the name of like it would be like SpongeBob's dad.
Do you see Mr. Krabs' wife?
That's who it is. You do. It says you can never find out who Pearl's mother is.
Because he's banging the whale.
I was gonna say you saw Mr. Krabs' mother. I know that, but
Eugene.
What are you
doing with my bloomers?
Which, by the way, you can never find that episode again. Panty raid episode is off the charts.
Is it really?
Dude, they took it down. They said this is influencing bad things.
Do you know there's an episode of the original Pokemon run?
Dratini.
The Safari.
Dratini.
Safari Zone?
With the gun, zone, dude.
Episode. Is it the same episode?
Yes, with the gun, Dratini.
I only watched it on some
gun
back
Dratini.
Alley
what does that mean? Wait,
so they go into the park. This old guy has a gun pointed at Ash, shoots multiple times, like, get out of here. You don't be in here. And then he's basically protecting. Dratini. I'm talking out of my ass because I watched this when I was like 13. Dratini.
Is he like a forest ranger or something?
Yes.
It was just their one off guide through the episode that they meet, but it was the park ranger who wields two fucking revolvers and shoots them at any applicable opportunity.
Like Ash's hands were in the air, like, don't shoot me, and they were like, I can't show this to kids.
Wait a second, Ash is so hot. Okay, so, that's all I'd say.
Wait, with hat forward or back?
Pikachu.
I know he's a kid, but what I'm saying, like when I was a kid, Ash is hot.
And a female voice.
So wait,
I have a good question. It's for Pokemon. When you would play blue, red, whatever you would play, whatever color, yellow, when you named your main character, what would you name them?
My name. Every time.
Name them Dave?
Yeah,
I named them my name.
I like to roll with Ash a lot of the times.
I
like red and blue sometimes. Yeah.
That's what they suggest to you, right?
It's auto for red or blue. I always did Jim.
I did
I always went against red. I kept him red.
That's serial killer.
I like doing Ash and Gary. I did that a lot.
I did Ash for the longest time.
Gary. Yeah. I actually did Gary too.
I did Ash and the color, and he was the opposite color or Gary.
Doesn't yellow automatically make it Ash and Gary, or am I making that up?
Yellow, honestly, I didn't play that one much. I know Pikachu follows you that whole game, right? That's the only
But you can switch out the mons, too.
Oh, really? It could be anybody?
Whoa. The best thing about yellow version was that through the course of the story, you get all three of the starters.
Unbelievable.
Plus the starting Pikachu.
All right, well, let's just do this now. Who are your starters? Yeah.
You walk up to the scrub. He's like, oh, I have a Bulbasaur. I don't want it. Do you want it? What an idiot. What a moron that this guy's trying to get rid of a Bulbasaur. It pissed me off.
Totally Charmander.
What? I just want to go back real quick before we move too far past it. I used to name my guy
a man of culture.
Your mom, because whenever you would find an item and be like, your mom found a rare candy. Like, your mom beat Gary. Like, you could also do it with like, oh, fuck, I... and then be like, oh, fuck, I found a rare candy. Be like, oh, fuck, I beat, you know, Blaine.
Anybody want to do a soul link with me?
Dude, I love soul
the link. Amount of soul links I started with so many people and we never finished.
Oh, my God. I remember you guys were doing that's on the computer, right?
Yeah. Randomizer and stuff.
I used to play blue for fun all the time, and then I changed to silver. I was always Pokemon Blue, then Pokemon Silver.
Yeah.
I used a Game Shark to trade like 100 level fucking Pokemon to in the start of a game, and just fucking like rip through everybody. It's so cheap. What a
silver
stupid
was great. I want to
silver's
play,
the
man.
Best. The second world. Oh my!
They did night and day for the first time.
Here's a good question. Favorite what do they call it? Iteration of Pokemon besides the OG. I'm going to leave red, yellow, and blue out of it because
I actually stopped.
Is your favorite generation?
Easily
Sapphire and Ruby.
Oh, I know. I stopped after gold and silver, I think.
I stopped after silver. I'm going to just tell you, like, this isn't even in silver, it's still in blue, but all the Team Rocket things, especially when you would step on a square and it would be like, I memorized those to such a T, and I would still get like anxious about it.
That was crazy what just happened. And I still get anxious. That's it. Added nothing just takes it mid sentence.
Can we count Fire Red and Leaf Green? Because I played Fire Red.
Fire Red is my most played Pokemon game without a doubt.
All I wanted to say was my youngest memory of anxiety is Team Rocket is fighting Team Rocket on Pokemon.
Dude, my first memory of anxiety was trying to catch a goddamn Abra.
Pikachu for me.
Abra. Oh my because God. It just teleports everywhere.
Dude. Starting blue and red. Yeah. Starting in blue and red, if you go into the Viridian Forest, if you stay in there forever, you can get a Pikachu.
Yeah,
so rare.
And so rare. And I would do it forever. Every single start, every restart, I would make sure I got a Pikachu. And it would be so. Yeah. I mean, not that he helps you or anything, because freaking.
Dude,
wait, he helps you at the next one, though.
Yeah, he does.
Real quick, dude, Pokemon started when I was probably 6.
Yeah.
Still going on. Literally has not. Like, I have been delayed a few years, but I got to college, played Pokemon Showdown like every day for how long we like played together.
Pokemon Showdown was a lot of fun.
What is that?
It's like
you get access to every single Pokemon and it's just a straight up
competitive 6v6 or 3v3, whatever you say, like, and you get to choose the regulations, legendaries, no legendaries. Mm-hmm. AU
what, like, is it to pick their moves? It's literally just an app, basically.
Yeah,
that's good shit.
And it was fucking phenomenal. It was right along the time, right before we did the Soul Links.
I would like to hear everybody's starter answer, though.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Your main starter.
No. Kathleen and her 1-2-3 bullshit.
I will start us off and say Squirtle.
I will say Squirtle as well.
I'm going to say Squirtle.
Charmander.
And I almost want to say Cyndaquil is a pretty close second. Although Totodile.
Yeah, I did Totodile. Now, I definitely did my fair share of Charmander choices, but Squirtle was my number one, and Totodile was my number one for silver.
Well, it's like it's been a known fact, right, that Squirtle nowadays is known to be the best starter. Out of the gate for
out of the gate,
the OGs.
Because if you get Brock. Charmander, you're fighting Brock.
Yeah, and
if you get
fucked.
Squirtle, you can level him up to
technically,
have bubble.
Technically, out of the gate, it would be Bulbasaur because you get a cakewalk through the first two.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it grows the quickest too, and it levels up. But I will say, Cyndaquil always has a soft spot in my heart because in the anime, Ash was fighting a Scyther, and Scyther was using Swords Dance or Rapid Spin or something ridiculous. And Cyndaquil, the whole time, I was like, jump above him and flamethrower down. And all of a sudden, Ash was like, I have an idea. Jump above him, flamethrower down. I felt like a boss. I felt like Dora the Explorer when she was like, which way do we go?
Yeah.
And then they finally
like, it's right behind you.
Yeah, exactly.
See, it's Pikachu.
Fuck.
Okay, so what I want to say here is that Squirtle and Charmander were my main dogs. I don't even know if I ever started with Bulbasaur. And I can say, wait, Paul, I can say that Squirtle gets Bubble to go against Onix and Geodude. Mm. And Charmander gets Ember.
Mm-hmm.
But what does Bulbasaur get? I don't know.
Vine Whip, probably.
Vine Whip was the first one.
Vine Whip? Maybe not. Yeah, no, it might
Vine
be.
Vine
Whip. Tackle comes with.
It's the animation is the, isn't the, is it, it could be, is it Vine Whip?
That's why, that's what I'm saying. I never had them, I don't remember. And I don't think it's Vine Whip.
What I was going to say is, do you think anybody has smoked Bulbasaur leaves? Like, or, and you,
do you
or,
think it hurts or to taught, chop the leaves
100%.
Dude, or they, well, first of all, razor leaf, they throw okay, those fucking okay. leaves everywhere.
So I knew it was going to, okay.
Vine Whip.
Poison
it's,
powder.
It's growth. That's why Bulbasaur is one of the worst. So it's growth and then leech seed. Then
Jesus.
Razor leaf. Poison powder is at level 15. Vine Whip's not even on there for a while. But yeah, leech seed is the one. And leech seed is the one that takes your life too, right? Yeah.
Leech seed's a shit.
Leech seed is good.
Pokemon Stadium.
That's a good comp move.
I think it's not even close when you're looking at the second level of the first three starters to compare. I think Chameleon blows Wartortle and
Charmeleon.
Yeah, or Charmeleon. What did I say?
Chameleon.
The Charmeleon doesn't even matter.
Yeah, but
you
but you agree or disagree?
Wartortle.
I agree,
Ivysaur.
But then you get into the final tier, and it's a crapshoot. I mean, people say Charizard is just that guy, but like, there's never an argument against Blastoise, and I fucking love Blastoise. If he didn't get the disadvantage of the show, just saw Ash get a Charizard, and Gary had his Blastoise,
yeah.
And that's the most epic battle of all time. Gary's fucking Blastoise versus Ash's Charizard. And of course you just have your heart rooting for Ash's Charizard. By the way, the character development of that Charizard is better than most TV shows.
Yes, it is. Dude, that Charizard goes through swing.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the fight versus Blaine, dude, against the Magmar.
He saves that Charmander in the rain.
Yeah, his tail almost goes out.
Oh my God, I was upset when the tail almost went out.
That dude was a dick.
Blaine's, first of all, Blaine... with all of his goddamn riddles, and all of a sudden he's like, "Wig, yeah, you're right." And then he was like, "I'm bald." But Fire Blast was the outline of the Magmar, and
it's a great move, though.
Yeah.
How about the SSN?
Oh,
yeah. Kelly's just trying to think.
This is it. No, I'm not. You got to get the fucking bike voucher. You get the bike. God forbid you don't have the bike for the rest of the thing. You'll spend 20 more years on it.
I have those episodes on VHS. Like straight up, like I have 18 Pokemon VHSs is off season one, and there's one VHS and it's like Saint or like SSN special, and it's the first one getting on, and then the wreck afterwards after Gyarados fucks them all up, and they go on the island, and it's all the Pokemon talking to each other, and fucking Squirtle's crying to Bulbasaur together. Am I just making that up?
B-Toms, I need you to set the scene for this, then give Paul the commentary. You guys have to talk about bet that you made.
I knew this was going to happen.
This was a big deal for the friendship at one point.
Sorry, what?
The bet that you and Paul made.
The bet. The Pokemon
the
bet.
The Pikachu.
Oh, yeah. $100 was a lot of money at the time. It was a $100 wager, right?
Yeah, and we were 11.
Okay,
so $100 and you're 11?
Dude, this was a
so you're basically having your parents bet against each other.
That was essentially, we both put our bank accounts on the line. Like, we were all
you went
in.
All in, chips in.
Okay.
Because it escalated.
I'll tell you right now what it was. It was, we were sitting there and we were talking about, okay, what is the name of the first episode of Pokemon ever? And I went and said, it's called I Choose You, Pikachu. And Brian,
and I said, was mine Pokemon I Choose
No, Pikachu,
You?
No, Pikachu, I Choose You.
No. I said, I Choose You, Pikachu. And Brian said, no. It's I Choose You, Pokemon.
Okay.
And that was it. That was the bet.
So that should be Paul winning.
No. Because then we get to the first episode and it's Pokemon I Choose You. So we're both wrong. And that was the bet. I admit it. I was wrong. But I also would not accept the fact that you were right. So we're both wrong.
So nobody got $100.
No.
I would have bet $1 million that you were right, Paul.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, okay. So I said I had the VHSs. The VHS of the first three episodes is called I Choose You, Pikachu.
Oh, so,
and that's
like,
why
I remember it. My dispute was that I claimed that I thought it was Pokemon I Choose You when we made the handshake agreement, which was never written down,
gentleman's
of course,
agreement.
But it was a gentleman's bet. And I seem to recall I said Pokemon I Choose You because my argument was I wouldn't have bet my entire fucking bank account on something I wasn't sure of.
But
and I was sure of it. And then you tried to pull that.
saying, no, you said I'd choose you Pokemon. Got over it, so like it wasn't right. And I was just like, okay, so you're acknowledging that yours was the least correct of the answers.
Yes. Because
it was never I choose you Pikachu. And you're trying to catch me on a technicality that is up for dispute if that ever happened.
This is a town.
My
hall.
God, now I have the words to this say it. I wasn't hall. Developed enough when I was 11.
Dude.
Now,
no,
I know how to say the word technicality appropriately.
You got so caught up in the fact that I choose you was first, that you got swayed in my amazing silky smooth voice of a middle
saying,
school.
I choose you, Pikachu.
Yes, yeah. Saying I choose that. You, that's comma Pikachu. Okay, and then you were like, no, it's I choose you, comma. Take a breath, Pokemon. So we were. Both wrong.
I vividly remember this, and this is now.
So wait, how
correct.
Did you guys actually end it to be okay? No,
what do you mean ended, Jimmy? What the fuck do you mean ended? It's still going on.
No resolution, man. It just happened, and we both accepted.
You know what?
You mean ended it.
You know what? That we can both agree on, Brian, is that I kicked your ass. In Avatar Tower Defense, Fire Nation every single day, and you would just be munching on your goldfish, your, what is it, Pepperidge Farms goldfish.
It's true. You did, but let's be honest with ourselves. Fire Nation was OP in that game.
It totally was.
Yeah.
It totally was. And then Winner got to pick first, and I was like, all right, I won. I picked Fire Nation.
Fire Nation was OP. Great game.
It was a great game. And then, like, 6 years later, we played it again in college. Do you remember that?
It was still a great game.
I picked Fire Nation. I kicked his ass.
Because yeah. Fire Nation's OP.
All right, guys. Like we said, this is more of a freestyle episode, and some shenanigans definitely ensued. If you guys like what you heard in this episode, please check out our Patreon page and join the fun. You can access our Patreon via our Instagram links or our website, BingeTownTV.com, or you can go directly to our Patreon at Patreon.com/BingeTownTV. Once again, we are BingeTown TV, and thank you so much for listening.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.